I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. So this evening we're going to be kind of going back to basics with a little bit of an expansion on the whole idea of meditation, talk a little bit of yoga, a little bit of ET. But before I do that, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It's therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with your appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. Now I'd like to kind of getting back to basics, start off with basic meditation mantra from Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth have that ready, let's hear that one to start the show.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om, 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 Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om Hari Hari Om 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 Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari.
And that's from Sri Swami Satchidananda, the late Satchidananda, as of 2002. I'd like to mention that it's a very powerful technique called Japa Yoga, and the meditation mantra, Hari Om. Highly suggest try listening to that tape a couple times a day. See the results. And if you're looking to be able to find a way to do that, you can always go to etyoga.com, go to archives, takes you to BBS Radio, or you can go directly to BBS Radio, go in the archives, and find it there in the most recent shows. And it's a piece of advice yogis have given for thousands of years. Take a deep breath and relax. And watch the tension melt from your muscles and all your nagging worries vanish. Somehow we all know that relaxation is good for us. Now, actually, the hard science is caught up in a comprehensive scientific study showing that deep relaxation changes our bodies on a genetic level. And this has just been published. And this is what researchers at Harvard Medical School have discovered. And they discovered that in long-term practitioners of relaxation methods such as yoga and meditation, far more disease-fighting genes were active compared to those who practiced no form of relaxation. In particular, they found that the genes that protect from disorders such as pain, infertility, high blood pressure, and even rheumatoid arthritis were switched on. The changes, say the researchers, were induced by what they call the relaxation effect, a phenomenon that could be just as powerful as any medical drug, but without the side effects. The experiment, which showed just how responsive genes are to behavior, mood, and environment, revealed that genes can switch on just as easily as they switch off. After 2 months practicing relaxation methods, test subjects began to change the genes that help fight inflammation, kill disease cells, and protect the body from cancer. They all began to switch on. And more encouraging still, the benefits of relaxation were found to increase with regular practice. And the more people practice relaxation methods such as meditation and deep breathing, the greater their chances of remaining free of arthritis and joint pain, with stronger immunity, healthier hormone levels, and lower blood pressure. The research is pivotal because it shows how a person's state of mind affects the body on a physical and genetic level. And it might also explain why relaxation induced by meditation or repetitive mantras is considered to be a powerful remedy in traditions such as Ayurveda in India and Tibetan medicine. Researchers also describe the negative effects of stress on the body and link this to the release of the stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. Stress raises the heart rate and blood pressure, weakens immunity, and lowers fertility. By contrast, the state of relaxation is linked to higher levels of feel-good chemicals, such as serotonin, and to the growth hormone, which repairs cells and tissues. And on a biological level, stress is linked to fight or flight and danger. In survival mode, heart rates rise, blood pressure shoots up. Meanwhile, muscles preparing for danger contract and tighten, and non-essential functions such as immunity and digestion go by the wayside. The conclusion reached was that what you're looking for is a state of deep relaxation where tension is released from the body in a physical level and your mind completely switches off. The effect won't be achieved by lounging around in an armchair every day, nor can you force yourself to relax. You can only really achieve this by learning a specific technique such as self-hypnosis, guided imagery, or meditation. They also state that the simple difference between those who meditate and those who do not is that for a meditative mind, the thought occurs but is witnessed, while for an ordinary mind, the thought occurs and is the boss. So in both minds, an upsetting thought can occur, but for those who meditate, it's just another thought, which is seen as such and is allowed to blossom and die, while in the ordinary mind, the thought instigates a storm, which rages on and on. And the research suggested that the relaxation response can be achieved by sitting quietly with eyes closed for 15 minutes twice a day and mentally repeating a simple word or sound such as Om. And certainly the Hari Om mantra would fit the bill on that count to achieve those types of results. And the idea for expanding on the idea of meditation tonight comes from John from Boston. And I always encourage listeners to ET Yoga to write in and suggest topics for discussion. And I'd also like to quote from John, as he has quite an interesting meditative technique as well. And I quote from John, "When I first studied old Tibetan Sanskrit, it was explained that when you got comfortable with meditating, all you would have to do is think it and you would go into a meditative state. That's where I meditate most of the time. The second part involves visualizing yourself outside your body as a blue fifth dimension orb. There you look down on yourself and give and confirm those things you desire as a higher fifth dimensional being that you are. You could also use a meditation or affirmation technique that you give to yourself in 3D, like I love you and fill in the person's name. You have the power to completely heal yourself or manifest your desires. It's a matter of giving rather than requesting from a position of higher power that you are. It'll take away any doubt as far as your request being heard." And thanks, John, for sharing a very unique method of meditation. And clearly, meditation is, in my opinion, the cornerstone of a lot of yoga. And of course, on integral yoga taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda, the Hari Om meditation mantra is called Japa, J-A-P-A, Japa Yoga, part of his integral yoga philosophy. And the idea of yoga, actually, yoga means union of you and your higher self. Even though in the West, typically we think of yoga as being the hatha yoga or the asanas or the postures. And that's very important as well for obviously helping to maintain good health. And if you think about it, the ancient yogis had quite the system of coordinating breathing or the pranayams, super oxygenating the body, utilizing the asanas to keep the spine flexible, and also developing meditative techniques, not to mention suggesting a vegan diet. So all these things kind of go together. And the optimum way actually to get the most benefit from meditation would be to do the asanas first. And those you could look up actually on the internet, probably at least an introduction to basic asanas. I don't really think it's vital that, you know, someone becomes an expert or is able to do all the more advanced postures, but even sun salutation, for example, in the morning, or even working on a sort of an intermediate program would be highly beneficial. But asanas followed by pranayams, the yogic breathing, and then meditation would be the optimum method. On one of my previous shows recently, I did give four breathing techniques or pranayams. So if you, again, search the archives, there's detailed descriptions about each of the ET Yoga programs. You can look in the archives and find those techniques should you be interested. I'd like to also mention that due to technical difficulties, tonight's ET Yoga program will be in abbreviated form. And we'll be back to our normal one-hour show in a couple of weeks. The ideas concerning yoga and its benefits clearly have been substantiated by physical science, and we certainly see many other benefits of meditation because it tunes you to a spiritual community. It acts like a tuning fork, actually, as a high pitch that eliminates your lowest frequency. It also changes your molecular structure with respect to a galvanic skin response. It's been studied extensively. Generates higher frequency brain waves. Clearly, outer focus only produces beta brain waves. So inner focus automatically kicks you up into the alpha, theta, delta area. It does help place you in a positive synchronicity with the universe. Even has an effect on the outer environment. As we know that I did a show on meditation as crime buster of the future, where if enough people meditate, we see shockingly big reductions in the crime rate. Also, Arcturian's information, they say that your affirmations can be up to 1,000 times more powerful if done inside your Merkaba vehicle. And in my presentation recently on ET Yoga about techniques, I did give the Merkaba technique. Certainly, there's many kinds of meditation. Even sitting, watching a candle flame, doing yantras or visual symbols, mala beads. There's many different types, but one idea of meditation can be to develop focus. And as you repeat a mantra, you just focus on it, and when you become aware that you are straying away, you gently bring your attention back to the mantra. And you may even lose awareness of your thoughts completely, or you may want to consciously explore some other avenue of thought or an idea, but this is all part of developing focus for meditation. I'd like to close this brief session of ET Yoga by wishing everyone my sincere best towards their attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, And we'll now close with the Bashar's XYZ extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back, all the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.